other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a record audience we can see at InfoWars.com and also on the audio streams. So I would imagine it's like that on XM and on our 140-plus AM and FM affiliates right now. I've been really trying to get him on for a while, and he said he had 30 minutes with us today. Whatever he talks about in this short segment, we'll recap in the next. But Porter Stansberry, you know, he predicted they'd go into QE3. They're now starting it. He predicted so much of what was going to happen in the last decade. And he is now predicting right now, it's in the mainstream news that they're going to try to push for a third term for Obama in the mass depression they're going to engineer. And so we're going to be looking at that and a lot more and where he sees the future of this country. I'll give you his bio more in the next segment. But Porter, great to have you back with us.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
I know you create special websites for different projects. What is the best website for people to go to where you have the proof and the information that they're trying to move in this direction?
It's thirdtermthenumber1.com. So thirdterm1.com.
Well, we've got that site up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We'll continue to give it out. I want to get into the economy with you, but... coming up, what are you going to be able to break down for folks with what's happening dealing with the economy?
Well, from the economy standpoint, I've got some numbers for you on these supposed efforts to cut the spending and things like that. I'll show you. There's no way they're going to be able to do it. And in regards to Obama's third term, I'd really like people to see that there's a connection between something that's going on in the oil business and presidential politics.
Continuing as well, QE Unlimited has begun, and they are talking about all these major currencies going down. Will people even notice if the big event accelerates?
I think people are definitely going to notice the fact that their purchasing power is being eliminated by the ongoing inflation that the government refuses to recognize.
The website, folks, if you want to see the breakdown, the video presentation is www.3rdterm1.com. That's the number three, just the numeral three, just three, rdterm1, thirdterm1.com is the best way for people to find that URL. And I do think we should discuss this, because if we don't discuss the fact that Democratic operatives are in newspapers that you point out in your presentation up on the site, if we don't point out that they're pushing this and that they're trying to float the idea like they did with Schwarzenegger to change the 22nd Amendment so he can run for president, they're going to end up doing it. I mean, he just signed an executive order today and made it secret what his new cybersecurity takeover is. But we know what the bill was. Even CBS News said it's a takeover of the Internet, Chinese-style control.
Yeah, well, you know, if you just look and see what he's been doing to win these elections by ramping up the enormous amounts of spending that the government's giving directly to individuals, $750 billion now on welfare programs that go directly to individuals, food stamp rolls that have increased by 50% in his presidency. If you take just those people who get food stamps, that's like 75% of the people that voted for him. So he and the Democratic Party are engineering these election victories, and I don't think it's unreasonable to believe that he could find a way to engineer the repeal of the 22nd Amendment. But even if he doesn't do that, Alex, that doesn't necessarily mean that he won't have a third term. He could have a proxy, and that's one of the things I talk about. He could put up Eric Holder, for example, to be the next president while he actually remains in control of the administration, much like Putin has done in Russia.
Oh, yeah, Putin with Medvedev, and then he came back again. Medvedev, always have trouble pronouncing it. Porter Stansberry, incredible mind, writer, researcher, investment strategist. We'll be right back with him on the other side of this break. Stay with us. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is a liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
That, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I love what wimps the average Democratic Party operative is and their minions and people. I mean, it really is shameful to watch as now 1,300,000 and counting people have signed petitions. All 50 states are about to qualify. Last time I checked, it's like 20 states have now qualified to have to get a White House response because of the number of petitions to secede. But people don't really know. You don't go to the whitehouse.gov to secede. You go to your legislature. I'm not calling for the classical secession. The federal government's been taken over. And so I'm saying have the states get together and organize and say, hold your horses. You're out of control. We want to restore the republic. I mean, the foreign banks brag they've conquered this country, just like they brag they've conquered European nations. And Porter Stansberry predicted all of this. Lou Rockwell's coming up, but they are now threatening people. And he's got an article posted at lewrockwell.com saying, don't do this or you're going to regret it. And they've got their operatives in conservative media saying, don't sign those petitions. It's your right to say we want to secede from this federal thing. Whether it's unsophisticated or not, it's people voicing their concern. So Lou Rockwell is coming up, more Ron Paul's speech where he says world government's taking us over. Porter Stansberry founded Stansberry & Associates Investment Research, a private publishing company based in Baltimore, Maryland in 1999. His monthly newsletter, Stansberry Investment Advisory, is one of the biggest in the world, deals with safe value investments poised to give subscribers years of exceptional returns. Porter oversees a staff investment analyst whose expertise range from a value investing to insider trading to short, and it just continues together. Porter and his research team do exhaustive amounts of real-world independent research. They visited more than 200 companies in order to find the best low-risk investments in the world, and they've got a new special website with a video presentation, www.3rdterm1.com. That's third term one. The numbers are just, you know, single numbers, not spelled out. 3RD term 1. And I got to say, yeah, they are floating articles everywhere saying in the news right now, hey, Obama should run for a third term. We're going to get into this, the latest on the economy, QE3, what he sees happening. But first, I got to ask you, Porter, what do you make of them saying you didn't build it? We're going to bankrupt America. We're going to confiscate all semi-automatic rifles and handguns. And Democrats are really saying, hey, let's start arresting people. And you're racist if you don't like world government. I mean, this is even nastier than I thought it would be. This is crazy. I mean, why do you think they're trying to totally take over right now?
I think they believe that they have the votes, that they have the power of the people behind them. And I think if you look at what's going on in our country, they've, this idea of class warfare has really materialized, where you have half of the people that voted for Obama receiving enormous direct federal handouts. The Democratic Party has perfected this machine that buys elections, and they're going to see how far they can take that, because it doesn't look like the Republicans can get organized enough to stop them.
Well, that's because they're part of the same globalist system. Where do you think the power structure is trying to take us, Porter?
Well, just look at, look what's going on around the country. You have the highest amount of dependence on the government in the history of the United States. At the same time, you have the federal government beginning to break apart financially. Let me throw this number out at you, Alex, and you tell me where it leads. Right now, the federal government is spending $55,000 per household in the United States. There are 114 million households. Okay? They're spending $55,000 per household on government in the United States right now. The average income per household is only $50,000 in the United States. Does that make any sense? Is there any country in the world that can spend more on government than it earns in income?
It leads towards designed implosion, and the Weekly Standard said it's 61,000, breaking down congressional numbers, but let's just say 55,000, the average welfare household is getting, and they are bringing us into debt servitude. They are deindustrializing the country under Agenda 21. We are being conquered, just like Stalin conquered Ukraine by turning off the economy.
Well, I just look at the numbers side of things, and I can't find any plausible reason that either party would run the country this way. They're dooming generations of Americans to poverty and dependence, and they're doing it by bribing these ignorant voters who will believe anything they read and will do whatever they have to do to get a free buck.
That's worse than that. More and more Democrats, and they talk about it on all the shows. Bill Maher talks about it. They say they're going to just arrest us and put us in forced labor camps. I'm not joking. That's in the new Army manuals. I mean, they're going to come literally put us on plantations, Porter, and let big fat government slobs beat our brains out, rape our wives. I mean, that's really – I'm not kidding. That's what they want to do.
Well, they're not going to do that to me, Alex. I'm prepared to leave if things turn out like that.
No. But listen, I want listeners to know I'm not joking. They are licking their lips. Misery loves company. They just want to wreck and just decimate everything. I mean, this is what happens in every other country, and look at how decadent we are. Ron Paul talked about it in his farewell speech. He said, we are incredibly immoral and evil. We are run by authoritarian psychopaths. I mean, let me tell you, we cannot underestimate, Porter, how bad it's going to get.
I agree with you completely on the economic side of things, and I thought that Ron Paul's farewell speech was the most poignant political speech I have seen in our country since George Washington's farewell address. That should be mandatory for every American to watch and to listen and to think about. He's the only political leader in the United States who is willing to tell Americans the truth about one, that we're financially bankrupt, and two, that we're morally bankrupt.
America is dead. Basically, Dr. Paul, but we're not physical. We can be resurrected, but we're dead. It's over. We're far gone. By design, we've been conquered, and now we're about to be deindustrialized. Porter, break down what you think Obama's planning from his own operative statements. During the implosion, he'll be the FDR that saves us. Break that down and stay in office.
Well, you know, Alex, I think the one thing that's going on in our country right now that could delay the fiscal implosion is the renaissance in the oil and gas industry in America. It's very powerful, it's very real, and it's going to produce a lot more revenue and a lot more power for politicians. And that is going to, the way I see things, if you look at people who ran for president for three terms, it's Teddy Roosevelt, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and Obama. And they all had certain things in common. They are all populist. They all spent a lot of money on people. And they are, of course, all very progressive. But the other thing they had in common was in 1901, there was an oil boom from Spindletop. In 1930, there was an oil boom from East Texas. And right now going on in America is the biggest renaissance in oil since 1930. It's the shale boom. And all this oil is producing huge new revenues for the feds and also enormous power for Obama, because right now it's against the law to export oil. And so he has the ability to grant licenses that could be worth hundreds of billions of dollars to corporations. And, of course, he's going to use that power and all that leverage to propel himself into a third term.
And yesterday, the Commerce Department announced that the United States is now the number one producer in the world, surpassing Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, most Americans don't realize what's happened over the last 3 or 4 years in the oil fields. There's been a huge renaissance in oil.
I do. Everywhere I drive in Texas, they're drilling.
Yeah, and listen, Alex, that's undeniably bullish for our economy, and it could absolutely sustain our currency for another 5 or 10 years. Mm-hmm. This is gonna really impact our trade deficits, and assuming that we begin to export this excess energy, it could really help the balance of trade for our country. But in the process, it's going to make an icon out of Obama, because he's going to take all this money like Chavez did, and he's going to buy more votes and more power with it, which is exactly what Teddy Roosevelt did, and it's exactly what FDR did.
Wow, that's what Lindsey Williams was saying, is that after they imploded the economy, they would bring in all this new oil, and that would buoy things better than the rest of the world, but there'll still be an overall global depression. Or are you saying things will turn around, or you're saying they'll use this as the process of socialization?
I'm saying that this is going to prevent an economic collapse for a certain amount of time. But instead of investing this money wisely to set our country back on a sound footing, they're going to use it to buy more power and more influence. And in the process, of course, they're going to squander this incredible natural resource that we have. And then that's going to put us even further in the hole. No matter how much resource you have, it doesn't matter. I mean, Venezuela is still a poor country, and they have more oil and gas resources than any other place in the world, right? So why can't they get their stuff together? And the answer is because politically, they're using this resource for exactly all the wrong things.
No. 10 years ago, they had power on everywhere. Now the power's out half the time. Folks, you can see the full breakdown of this in an amazing video presentation at 3rdterm1.com. I hope everybody goes there. It's a 3rdterm1.com, just the number 3, and rdterm1.com. We should link to this up at Infowars.com.
You can also go to the third term spelled out. It'll also work. Thirdterm1.com will also work.
Yeah, I just keep giving it out because I'm worried it's kind of a long URL.
It's a tricky URL, but just thirdterm1.com. Just go there, and you'll see the whole presentation.
But again, this will allow them to get more people on welfare, and then they will see Obama did it. It's so sick.
Yeah, well, you know, he's going to take credit for all this stuff, even though, of course, he's been against it the whole time. But it doesn't matter, because there is so much money to be made in this. I mean, Alex, you can't imagine how valuable this stuff is. Just think about this for 1 second. The price of WTI oil, that's the price of oil in the United States, is about $85 a barrel. The price of oil anywhere else in the world is about $125 a barrel. That's an enormous spread, okay? And it only costs you a couple dollars a barrel to ship it anywhere you want. want it.
And it gives you control to drive up or down the market. Wow.
Absolutely. So what's the
Stay there.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there is any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Was an inside job, just like it always is. Boris Gansberry is our guest. We've got to get him on for a full hour soon. We got Lou Rockwell coming up, more Ron Paul's historical speech. We've got to get excited. We got to take the states back. We got to have the states get together and say, we're nullifying you. You want to call that secession, whatever. You seceded. You were taken over by the globalist. That's coffin nails to these people. We're going to draft Ron Paul to get that message out, because he gave that message out in his speech, and that's coming up. Porter, you're right. Putin, you've got folks out in Argentina using oil to stay in power. You've got Venezuela with Chavez. And there is an oil boom. We're now numero uno, number one oil producer in the world. And it's something that cartels can control and that Obama can manipulate. Please continue and how that ties in. What will he do in that third term? I mean, we're talking about dictator Obama pretty much here.
I think it's clear, if you look around the world, there's a link between oil and dictatorship. And the reason is, of course, is that oil delivers incredible amounts of wealth. And whoever controls that wealth has all the power. So if you look at the Kirchners in Argentina, there was a husband and then there was a wife, and they've kept control of the government for a decade. Now, could Michelle Obama run in 4 years? I don't see why not. But I personally think it's going to be a stooge. It's going to be an Eric Holder type guy. And that's assuming that he can't just flat out buy his way out of the 22nd Amendment, which I think he'll be able to. And let me give you some facts that you can focus on, okay? These are the things you should watch for. Right now, there are a dozen U.S. companies, 12 U.S. companies, that have filed for a license to export LNG, which is liquefied natural gas. And Alex, I know you're aware that there is a huge glut of natural gas in the United States. The prices of natural gas have fallen so low that the companies are flaring the stuff off rather than bothering to put it through the pipeline.
They're just keeping it in the ground. They got it turned down. Boy, am I aware of that.
Yeah, okay. So there's nothing wrong with us selling this stuff overseas because we're drowning in it, okay? But they can't. Obama has sat on these licenses for over a year. He will not give anyone a license to export the LNG. Why? Well, very simply, no one's paid him enough money yet. They all wanted to see whether he would win this election. Now that he's won the election, he's going to collect. Think about what happened when he gave up his Senate seat in Illinois. Remember the governor there, Blagojevich?
Yes.
Remember what he said, or when the FBI wiretapped? He said, this thing is effing valuable. I'm going to get something for it, right?
Yes.
Well, they'll believe me. These licenses are worth a lot more than a stupid Senate seat. These things are worth tens or hundreds of billions of dollars because the price of natural gas in Japan is $16 an MCF.
It's also a way to cut Russia off from Europe. Russia's playing blackmail with their natural gas. They're going to have those super tankers ship that stuff to Europe.
This energy we have is the most valuable thing in the world's economy. It's valuable politically. It's valuable in terms of the macro politics of the globe. And most importantly, it's powerful politically. It gives him enormous amounts of power in the country. So if he says, hey, I'll give you a license as long as you back my third term, what's he going to get?
He's going to get the third term. Wow.
He's going to get the third term. So he's going to buy off the poor with welfare, and he's going to buy off the corporations with energy.
Is there any way to stop this nightmare? Because, he says he's going to try to ban semi-auto guns. That will start a civil war. And then I guess all the corporations will line up behind him to just take over America as long as they can make some money.
I don't think there's any way to stop this as long as you have the system in place we have, where so few people support so many others. I mean, look, 10% of the people in the United States are paying for 75% of Obama's largesse. Half the people in the country are dependent upon the federal government. 50 million people are getting food stamps. You can, in a democracy, this is just completely destructive because you've bought all the voters. And hey, Alex, did you know that in the last election, only 51% of the eligible Americans even bothered to vote?
I know. Listen, Porter, I got to have you back up soon for a full hour because you talk about the zombies. It is getting frightening when people, you tell them about all the tyranny, these yuppies and people giggle and laugh. They're so disconnected from reality. They've never had their butt kicked. They've never been in the military. They've never been mugged. They've never gone hungry. They've never worked a day in their life. And they think it's all funny. I have no idea what these idiots are going to think when it all collapses.
Well, they're not going to do very well. I can guarantee you that. And I've thought for a long time what would happen if the food stamps checks wouldn't clear. You know, if there was so much inflation that the food stamps wouldn't buy you food anymore, what would happen to an urban setting like Baltimore, or what would happen in Houston? And I think those people who are ignoring these fiscal problems and who are ignoring what's happened to the morality of our country are going to be in for a rude awakening one day.
Absolutely. The Ron Paul speech, parts of it's coming up, is just off the charts. We're going to be playing it all over the next week here, and it's posted at InfoWars.com. Go to the website 3RDTerm1.com to see the powerful video presentation. ThirdTerm1.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'll stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Then it fell apart.
Tomorrow, the Sunday show, I want to play about a 3-4 minute clip before we get Lou Rockwell on to talk about the secession movement and the threats that are flying from the feds and their cohorts who want to have a military conflict with the American people. The socialists on their sites are, it's time to arrest him. It's time to go in with the militias. We'll take everything they've got and redistribute it. And these are all like these little spindly-necked wimps who couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag. You dirty little commies, go ahead and try to start a fight and see what happens to you. You make me want to throw up how you work for the foreign banks and, you know, for, you know, every three shillings the New World Order gets, you get one. I mean, it's disgusting how you've sold everything out and your socialism and your fake moral high ground and the rest of it. It's just unbelievable what parasites you are. But I want to play Ron Paul here in his summation from his speech, because he talks about world government and how we're under world government now commanding our military. And then we'll go to Lou Rockwell of LouRockwell.com. Here is Ron Paul's conclusion to the 48-49 minute powerhouse speech that's up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Here it is.
In conclusion, what are the greatest dangers that the American people face today that impede the goal of a free society? There are five. The continuous attack on our civil liberties, which threaten the rule of law and our ability to resist the onrush of tyranny. Number two, violent anti-Americanism that has engulfed the world. Because the phenomenon of blowback is not understood or denied, our foreign policy is destined to keep us involved in many wars that we have no business being in. National bankruptcy and a greater threat to our national security will result. Number three, the ease in which we go to war, without a declaration by Congress, but accepting international authority from the UN or NATO, even for preemptive wars, otherwise known as aggression. A financial political crisis as a consequence of excessive debt, unfunded liabilities, spending, bailouts, and gross discrepancy in wealth distribution, going from the middle class to the rich. The danger of central economic planning by the Federal Reserve must be understood. World government taking over local and U.S. sovereignty by getting involved in the issues of war, welfare, trade, banking, a world currency, taxes, property, ownership, and private ownership of guns must be addressed. Happily, there's an answer for these very dangerous trends. What a wonderful world it would be if everyone accepted the simple moral premise of rejecting all acts of aggression. The retort to such a suggestion is always, it's too simplistic, too idealistic, impractical, naive, utopian, dangerous, and unrealistic to strive for such an ideal. The answer to that is that for thousands of years, the acceptance of government force to rule over the people at the sacrifice of liberty was considered moral and the only available option for achieving peace and prosperity. What could be more utopian than that myth? Considering the results, especially looking at the state-sponsored killing by nearly every government during the 20th century, estimated to be in the hundreds of millions of people, it's time to reconsider this grant of authority to the state. No good has ever come from granting monopoly power to the state to use aggression.
We are going to air all of this on the Sunday radio show over 2 hours. I'm going to be there playing five-minute clips, commenting. It is the greatest political speech that I've ever seen because it's not political. It's about reality. Ron Paul is calling for a return of reality and sanity, and I've never been more proud to know Ron Paul. I've never been more proud to know he's right, and historically the collectivism, despite all its promises, is a nightmare. And how he indicted the mega banks taking us over, the world government, the preparations for mass arrest. He laid it out and said, folks, we have psychopathic authoritarians. These are quotes. I mean, this is the speech that I would like to write. Because I've always wanted to do a whole film just breaking down the continuum of it. And he's done it. And I have announced, that's why today I had an epiphany last night. I knew the states' right movement was what the globalists were preparing for because they know it's the constitutional remedy. They're spinning secession like it's the Civil War and racist and saying there's going to be violence and that Obama needs to ride in like Lincoln and arrest people. This is petitions at the White House now. I mean, I've got them right here where they say arrest us, all this. This isn't even what I'd call secession. It's the states saying the federal government sold out to foreign corporate interests, the globalist world government, now commanding our military, NATO. They brag in the newspaper. We've been conquered by foreign banks. We've got to have Ron Paul go out with that message with Campaign for Liberty that knows where all the patriots are at. Have competing ideas for a reissuance of the original Declaration of Independence with a battle plan to say, you're illegitimate Federal Reserve, you've hijacked the country, you've now got governing power under the Dodd-Frank bill. I mean, we're in trouble. And we repudiate this. And what it is it's a platform to challenge them, and then people see legitimacy in government. So through the states, even though they're more legitimate than the feds, they're still a problem, we can literally beat these people. It's the best platform. It needs to be led by Ron Paul, as I said in the first hour, Lou Rockwell, Evan Vieira, Bruce Fein, and other constitutional lawyers and men of true integrity. Okay? There's some women out there that have fought tyranny with integrity. I'm not even saying I'm in this rodeo, but I've rung the bell, and I know this is the battle plan, and this is the way to go. we have to offensively, because there's a hunger. Now it's 1.3 million signatures. All 50 states are about to qualify for a White House response. Sure, you don't go to the government, the feds, and say, give up your power. But it's tacking the articles on the door. It's letting them know. It's a declaration of independence by the people that we're not going to be slaves under socialism for the blue states all sucking their thumbs. And we don't want the Republican governors either telling us go along who are squealing. But again, they're going to spin this. We're going to Lou Rockwell. I don't know what his take is going to be on this, but I think it'll be with me because it's constitutional. It's historical. It's a reissuance of the Declaration of Independence. It's a re-upload of that. But the feds have been seized by globalists. It's totally special interest. As Ron Paul said, we have to start with states that have enough moral people and enough producers left to stand up and say, I'm not a slave. It's the new civil rights movement. It's the real civil rights movement. We are going to have the state stand up with petitions at the legislature, legislatures voting to say full annulment. We do not recognize you anymore. We are America. We are the republic. So not even secession. It's pulling out of the occupied federal government to reestablish the republic. Now, again, we have to get our own petitions, not that they matter at the federal level, except in the image. The whole world's a stage. Each of us players upon it. It's a real stage of life and death, but it's how you present it. And so we need Lou Rockwell to come up with ideas. Ron Paul. Ron Paul must put on the mantle, as constitutional lawyer Vieira said, who advises Paul. He totally agreed with my plan. We must launch it now. The flood has come. We must surf this thing or it's over. They're going to start a civil war. Okay, they're coming for you. The authoritarians know time's running out. Lou, I got you on and I'm ranting here. I'm so excited because a few times in my life, things have crystallized. And I know when I'm right. I know when I've done the historical research. And I know when the zeitgeist is there. And I have never, this is 10 times the electricity I've ever felt. Lou Rockwell, what do you say to what I've just laid out here? All I'm laying out is what our country was founded on. Can we rediscover the republic? Can it rise again? Will you help us get Ron Paul to lead this exploratory movement to really get aggressive?
Well, certainly Alex, Ron Paul is the leader, as we saw in this, you know, fantastic farewell to Congress speech, one of the great speeches of all of American history. He is the leader. He's going to continue to be the leader. I would say he's going to be a more effective leader now that he's out of electoral politics. He's got many wonderful things in store for us, plans that he can't disclose quite yet. But after the first of the year, when he's no longer in Congress, just wait for it. There's going to be great stuff ahead. But this principle of, you know, I hate to quote Woodrow Wilson. He referred to it as self-determination, principle of secession. Ludwig von Mises famously said more than 100 years ago that no people or part of a people shall be held in a political allegiance or alliance to which it's opposed. It's wrong. This is, in fact, an ancient Catholic principle. It goes back to the Middle Ages of decentralization, that when certain things should be handled at the level of the individual, others at the level of the family, others at the level of the local community, and you do not have the higher governments in society controlling the lower. You have it just the reverse. So this policy of decentralization, of secession, is absolutely a key principle of human liberty. Jefferson talked about it. He talked about the worst thing that could happen to this country is we'd get a consolidated government, a centralized government. But it's one of the bad things about government, many bad things about government. One of the bad things about government is they all get together to increase centralization. Hans Hoppe has pointed out why this is in their interest, so that you have, whether it's what's happening in the EU, individual countries conglomerating together to make a unified state in Europe, or at least that's what they want. It's already happened in this country. We've had state and local authority, needless to say, individual authority and other sorts of private authority, wiped out or crushed by the federal government as it's become more and more of a centralized state. And these people, of course, all want a world government. They want, you know, they want North American Union. They want a world government, just the sort of horror that John Maynard Keynes used to campaign for, and every other terrible person, political person, maybe in the history of the human race. I'm sure the Pharaoh wanted to be head of the world too. So all these guys want this. But on the other side of power, glory for the state, conglomeration, centralization, stepping on other people, killing, mass spying, all the wonderful things the government does to us and to people in other countries, there is the opposing moral force, whether we call it secession, decentralization, and I would argue, as Hans Hoppe and others have pointed out, this really should go down to the individual level. We should be able to secede as individuals. Alex, like you, I never signed the U.S. Constitution. This, of course, was a point that Lysander Spooner made in the middle of the 19th century. We didn't agree to this. This is something that's imposed on us. So the government imposes its view on us, whether they call it the Constitution or, and of course, as Ron Paul pointed out in his speech, the Constitution has failed. The Constitution did not work. So we need to concentrate more on what's wrong with the government. We can't count on the government to save us. We can't use these government documents thinking that they're going to save us from the government. The government uses them against us. Now, I would agree with you that the Declaration of Independence, which is a declaration of secession, is maybe something we can very much count on rhetorically and its principles. But, you know, we always have to remember, too, and Ron Paul has pointed this out just recently, America, if we think of the current American system, was founded by the secession of the 13 colonies, which were 13 little independent countries. And too bad we don't still have that system. But anyway, the 13 independent colonies seceded from Britain. This is a war of secession. It was not a war of conquest. The typical war, if you think of the kinds of wars the U.S. wages, it's always a war of conquest. The war that the Americans waged was to get out from under Britain. They didn't want to invade London and try to rule Scotland or Wales or whatever. They just wanted nothing to do with England in terms of political control. So, you know, that's the way many of us feel about Washington, D.C. We feel it about, for that matter, our own state capitals, maybe even our local towns. They're all becoming tyrannical. Government at all levels is becoming more tyrannical by the day. Maybe that'll help us understand that government is not the answer. On the other hand, Jefferson pointed out that competitive sovereignties could help restrain government. And, of course, it was the abolition of the states as competitive sovereignties to the federal government and the abolition of entities within the states help the centralization process. Jefferson said that people who had his sorts of political views stood with the states against the general government, stood with the towns against the states, stood with the wards against the towns, stood with the individual against everything. So that's the way to think of it. We want more decentralization, more power downwards. We don't want centralization. We don't, let alone, of course, we don't want world government or anything like it. We don't want a huge conglomerated nation state like the U.S., which is too big to be free.
Yes, sir.
You can't have 330 million people under one gigantic government and think you're going to have freedom. You don't have freedom. You have tyranny, which, of course, is what we've got.
Absolutely. Lou Rockwell's our guest. I'm sure you know, because we actually have an article off LouRockwell.com. Glenn Beck has told his listeners, and I don't want to get into a bashing thing with him. It may just be pure, you know, fear.
I'm glad to bash him.
Well, I mean, my point is, he's saying, don't you dare sign that. You'll be a traitor. I have his quote in the video here. And then we get emails. I know you're getting them. We've got an example right here, an anti-secession threat, where it's like, I strongly suggest you do not sign this petition or align yourself with any group that would place your allegiance to the country in question. How about our country got taken over by globalists who bragged that they've conquered America on CNBC and the Associated Press banking cartels that literally take my money and give it to them while they debase the rest of the money? And then they're saying it's racist. The new civil war is about to begin. Obama will be the new Lincoln. They've been getting ready for this forever. I mean, these people are truly sick. They have petitions signed to arrest us and to have federal militias come in and retake the states with volunteer Democrats who want to run around in little Soviet uniforms. They're dreaming of some Soviet. I mean, these people are sick.
Alex, I can remember when Glenn Beck said that Ron Paul supporters were potential terrorists, should all be investigated by the Army and potentially arrested by the Army.
Yeah, no, he called me a piece of garbage 2 days ago.
What is the concept of treason? I mean, that actually would argue that the government owns us, that we, you know, even though they do nothing for us, they, of course, do plenty to us, that they own us, and we're not allowed to get out from under them. And, of course, this is the government in the American past has killed people for wanting to get out from under it. So we always have to be aware that they are violence incorporated. On the other hand, we don't need violence. We have the ideas, the right ideas on our side, the ideas of freedom, the ideas of self-determination. who is Barack Obama or Mitt Romney or Mitt Romney's assistant, Glenn Beck, to tell the average American family that the feds in Washington should be running them, as should be supervising them as to how they raise their children, should be supervising their home, supervising their neighborhood, supervising their business. I mean, that's just, of course, pure tyranny. And again, we need a much smaller country. It would be a great thing to break up the U.S., just like it'd be a great thing to break up the European Union. If we look back to the wonderful example of Germany, Hans Hoppe points out, in pre-Treaty of Westphalia days, there were 700 little countries that made up Germany. They all were Germans. They were culturally and linguistically Germans, but they had a tiny government.
And it created competition between those and firewalls to tyranny.
No, this is the way it's supposed to be. This was the way it was in the Middle Ages, when you just have tiny, tiny countries. So we've had this terrible tendency by politicians to try to conglomerate together, the better to rip us off, the better to rule us, the better to put their boot on our neck. That's what they live for. They love, and of course, the better to wage wars, the better to take all our money through taxation, better to control every aspect of our lives.
Lou Rockwell, stay there. I want to talk about how we take the Republic back. We'll be right back.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Cartel that's gotten our government to sign on to all of its fraud. They've got a giant horde of people who don't even know how to tie their shoelaces, who are totally domesticated, calling for anybody who works his head in total class warfare envy. We've seen this happen hundreds of times the last 1,000 years or so. We are in deep trouble. This country has cancer. All I say is we can debate smaller units later. The states are what could deliver that under the Constitution. We got to kick the globalists out of Washington and then reconstitute the republic if that's what the states chose. All I know is I want the foreign occupying force out. And Lube, I don't want to just move around and try to get people elected to Congress. I think it's now time to go to the states and say, hey, you want to secede or you want to develop a plan to have a new Declaration of Independence to kick the globalists out? Because the globalists, I know you've seen this in the news, they're bragging they've conquered our country. And I think that's pretty important that all these big mega banks and you know, CNBC and the Associated Press tell us we're now run by foreign banks, but that's a good thing. They know best. Yes, global government's here, but the ADL says you're a terrorist if you say there's a world government. You know, it's time to just go all the way here. What's your take on that?
Well, I think it is. You know, I think our ideas are winning. This is what bothers the opposition. And I think it's wonderful that if a state wants to, for example, seek to use gold and silver as money, internally, or all those other kinds of things, get rid of federal regulations, nullify federal regulations. I remember the great moment when South Carolina, to oppose the rotten tariffs of Andrew Jackson, that this had nothing to do with slavery, by the way, despite the propaganda. They said, if you try to raise taxes to the extent you're going to destroy us, if you try to do that, we're not going to go along. And if any federal officials come into our state to try to enforce this taxation, we're going to arrest them. So that was the first great nullification. And as Jefferson, Tom Woods has a great book on nullification. If you're interested in this topic, everybody, take a look at Tom's book.
And the power to tax is the power to destroy. We are being destroyed. We are being physically attacked financially by these people. Here's what I'm saying. I know the energy's there. If Ron Paul steps up and says he's going to lead a movement. I know they're going to, for internet freedom, because they put out a questionnaire to Campaign for Liberty people. I looked at it and I said internet was important. So he's going with what his constituents of liberty had pushed for. But I think it's important to codify and go, look, this nullification is going to happen. Campaign for Liberty's got to get out front. Lou Rockwell's got to get out front. You've been out front. But say, hey, you know, this isn't what you say secession is. This is reconstituting the republic, kicking the globalist out, kicking the Federal Reserve out. I think we can rout these people. I'm telling you, there's a real revolutionary fervor there, Lou, and I think it's time to launch.
Well, Alex, we've got the truth on our side, and the truth is that we all have the right to be free. We're all born free until governments, of course, try to make us unfree. And this, again, as you pointed out, this is a very ancient battle between freedom and the state. So secession is part of it. Self-determination, we have the right to that. They don't have the right to control us against our will. And we have the right ideas on our side. And we have to remember, you know, even the government is aggression, concentrated aggression. The freedom movement is non-aggression. So we're about voluntary association,
sure,
voluntary actions, and spreading the ideas. And more people are on our side, more and more young people.
Sure, what I'm saying is let's escalate.
He's going to be leading this movement.
Good.
He already is leading it, but he's going to continue to lead it.
Well, I know you talked to him quite often and got him on the show last week, and I'm glad that he's also taken over Campaign for Liberty and is reaffirming everything in there. Can you do 5 more minutes with us in overdrive?
Sure.
Okay, because I want to just have you make some final points. I know I'm running over you. It's just we need to do this now. And all I'm saying is the nullification movement's out there, the secession movement's out there, but they're going to go and point at hillbillies that are announcing themselves president of Texas or whatever. We need to have Ron Paul out front saying, no, we're kicking the globalist out. We're restoring the republic from the states on up, the states that made the federal government.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen.
Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.